Indiana lawmakers proposed a bill that would create additional hurdles for educators that want to teach human sexuality. Senate Bill 128 would require school boards to approve all materials used in the classroom to teach it. Tammy Carter fears this bill could lead to less sex education in Indiana schools. She's the CEO of nonprofit Life Smart Youth that provides a variety of health education programs to more than 100 Indiana school districts. WFYI's Lee Gaines spoke with Carter about the bill.
I want to just set the scene here and say, you know, we've seen a lot of laws targeting how sexuality and gender are discussed in schools, both here in Indiana and in states across the country in recent years. So can you tell me, broadly speaking, how the politicization of these topics has affected your ability and your organization's ability to provide sex and health education in schools?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, so I'd say we've noticed some schools, one, either pulling back and not bringing us in for programming or asking us to make significant changes to programming. And I'll give you an example. In our human growth and development classes, usually around the sixth grade, and one of the topics is masturbation, and a school just asked us to flat out do not talk about that. Like, that is taboo. They did not want that talked about. So fear of, like, parent groups who might organize or superintendent pressure definitely impacted our business.
Yeah, I just want to first start off here by summarizing what the current law does say about sex education in Indiana, which is that it's not required. Schools don't have to teach sex education except for lessons on HIV and AIDS. And last year, elected officials actually passed a law banning sex education instruction prior to the fourth grade. We also have a law on the books that requires schools to notify parents twice to give them an opportunity to opt their children out of sex ed instruction. So Senate Bill 128 adds to these existing statutes by requiring schools to get approval from their school boards of any human sexuality curriculum that they plan to teach, and it requires this information to be posted online. Can you tell me a little bit about how this bill could impact the work that your organization does and why you came out in opposition to it?
Largely because it's really redundant. There's already a practice of going before governing bodies if that's what a school requires. In a lot of cases, the school administration, be it the principal, school counselors, school social workers, will vet the curriculum. As you've already stated, parents already have the right to opt out. We provide all of the notices required by law and then some. And in that, we provide a passcode for parents to access our portal. And our portal is only for parents whose students will be in one of our classes, and they can see the full curriculum. They can see all of the videos and all of the instructional supports. I think one of the things that's really kind of painful about this is what I foresee as the requirement now to meet with all of these school boards by a particular date. So how much time am I spending just with the school board annually? And the other thing is, our materials are proprietary. We have purchased evidence-based curriculum that have cost us money, and we have to sign off saying that we're not going to give this proprietary information away. And now this law requires that we do so.
The proponents of this bill, the lawmakers who are behind this, say that all this does is increase transparency around a sensitive issue. What's your response to them?
I love that part because I do believe parents need to be involved in the process of what's being taught to their children. I do support that wholly, which is why all of the things I just said to you about how we make information available to parents is there. And again, I make the argument it's redundant because it's already there. I don't know what this bill does differently other than, as a not-for-profit professional, forces me to spend my already limited resources going around meeting with governing bodies when school officials are already entrusted with the power to approve curriculum. Does it ultimately end up in the programming not happening? And is that the ultimate goal, that we want to put as many barriers in place for this type of education so that it doesn't happen? And that's what it feels like. It feels like unnecessary barriers.
Tammy, I just want to thank you so much for this conversation.
Happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
That was WFYI's Lee Gaines speaking with Life Smart Youth CEO Tammy Carter. Senate Bill 128 is now up for consideration by the House.
This WFYI news story is made possible with support from members like you.